The federal government is pumping an unprecedented $1.1 billion into funding Everglades restoration this year. Environmental advocates say it could help the state's struggling manatee population. To explain how, here's WMFE environmental reporter Amy Green. Thanks for joining me.
You're welcome.
Amy, let's just go back to the last time we spoke on this program, and we talked about the staggering die-off of Florida's manatees and the efforts to stop them starving to death. How are they doing now?
Right, so this continues to be a very concerning story. Wildlife agencies said this week that they expect a new effort to provide supplemental lettuce for starving manatees in the Indian River Lagoon will be a long-term one. And they say that's because the water quality problems and seagrass losses that have led to this unprecedented die-off in Florida of manatees, especially in the Indian River Lagoon, the problems that have led to this die-off will not be resolved anytime soon. And so the wildlife agencies say hundreds of manatees are gathering at a Cape Canaveral power plant where the agencies are providing thousands of pounds of lettuce daily for manatees that are not able to find enough seagrass to eat in the Indian River Lagoon, and manatees that also have been experiencing cold stress during the recent cooler weather.
Are they actually eating the lettuce? Because that was a question mark over this whole supplemental feeding issue from the get-go, right? They weren't quite sure if the manatees would go for it.
Right. The wildlife agencies say they have never done anything like this before. This is an unprecedented effort in response to very dire circumstances that the manatees are facing. Initially, the manatees were, you know, not really eating the lettuce, but as the weather has cooled off more recently, they've been eating quite a bit of it.
How does the Indian River Lagoon look right now? Is it looking okay? Is it a bit murky? What's the water quality like at this point in time?
Well, the primary problems that are troubling manatees are water quality problems, especially harmful algae blooms that can cloud the Indian River Lagoon's historically crystal clear water and prevent sunlight from penetrating into the water and reaching the seagrass beneath the surface. And as that seagrass dies off, you know, it leaves manatees with not enough food to eat. And the dead seagrass also can contribute further to the nutrients that are feeding these harmful algae blooms, leading to this terrible cycle in the Indian River Lagoon.
Amy, your latest reporting with Inside Climate News focuses on the federal funding for the Everglades. And we mentioned at the top of this interview that it's a lot of money, right? How much is it and where is it going to go?
Right. So the Biden administration says that as part of the infrastructure measure that the president signed into law in November, $1.1 billion in new federal funding will be going to Everglades restoration. And the money is aimed at revitalizing the Florida Everglades, which is a treasured and troubled watershed in the state of Florida, responsible for the drinking water of more than 8 million Floridians. The money also is intended to fortify the watershed against the rising seas and other impacts of climate change. And the reason we're talking about this in the context of manatees is because one of the projects included in the funding is one that is aimed at improving water quality in the Indian River Lagoon. And this has been a big issue in Florida as we've seen large discharges of water flow from Lake Okeechobee, which is considered the watery heart of the Everglades. And those discharges flow to coastal estuaries like the Indian River Lagoon, where they can cause a lot of problems. Again, nutrient pollution that nourishes these harmful algae blooms, and some of the blooms have been toxic. And so one of the projects included in this funding involves a reservoir that is aimed at improving the flow of water from Lake Okeechobee to the Indian River Lagoon.
Right, because people might be listening to this and thinking, what does the Everglades have to do with the Indian River Lagoon? But it's all connected, right? It's all part of this big interconnected system. And if one part of it is suffering, then the rest of it will be suffering too. So what about other efforts to fix water quality problems? There's fertilizer runoff, septic tank runoff has been an issue too. Are some of these things being addressed by federal funding or by Florida lawmakers?
Right. So Everglades restoration is a federal and state, it's a joint federal and state effort, and water quality primarily is the responsibility of the state. But the new federal money will support some of those water quality projects too. We mentioned the project in the Indian River Lagoon. Another project is designed to manage polluted water that flows from western Broward County, and the water eventually ends up in Everglades National Park. And there's another project that's designed to improve water flows into Biscayne Bay. And again, you know, you mentioned everything is connected when we're talking about the Everglades. It's just a massive watershed that begins in central Florida with the Kissimmee River and involves Lake Okeechobee and the wetlands to the south. And water flows from the Kissimmee River, from Lake Okeechobee, across the southern half of the peninsula, again to the Indian River Lagoon and coastal estuaries on the west coast as well.
Just back to the money too, I mean, $1.1 billion is a staggering amount, but overall, there's a lot of money that is earmarked for Everglades restoration. So how does that $1.1 billion fit into the overall effort to restore the Everglades?
Right. So Everglades advocates who I talked to told me that it's a significant boost for Everglades restoration. It's the Biden administration says it's the single largest investment in Everglades restoration in history. But Everglades advocates point out that the total cost of Everglades restoration is $23 billion. And so while it's a big boost, there's still a lot more work to do.
And a long way to go, too. And you covered a lot of this in your podcast series, Drained, and also in the book you wrote about Mary Bailey and her efforts to restore the Everglades. And the cost and the sort of timeline has been pushed out over the years, hasn't it?
Absolutely. You know, when Everglades restoration was first signed into law in 2000, it was expected to cost some $7 billion or $8 billion, and it was expected to be complete in about 30 years. The people who were involved in the effort at this point, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and South Florida Water Management District, now expect the effort to last much longer than that, many, many more decades. And again, the total cost is projected to be $23 billion. Certainly, Everglades advocates are celebrating this $1 billion allocation of funding for Everglades restoration. But as one Everglades advocate told me, Eve Samples of Friends of the Everglades, she characterized the effort really as a multi-generational one. She pointed out that her own 13-year-old son would be a grown man before a lot of these infrastructure projects will reach completion.
It sounds from your reporting that they're happy with the money, they're happy with the progress of these projects, but it is such a very long time to try and turn around some of the damage which goes back decades and restore this watershed. Governor DeSantis, too, you know, you've done a lot of reporting over the last 2+ years about the governor's approach to the Everglades, how it fits into his election platform and his overall environmental policy. He's talked a lot about the funding that he's channeling into Everglades restoration. So how does that fit into the comprehensive Everglades restoration plan? And how does this new infusion of federal money sort of fit with what the governor is doing as well?
Right. So Governor Ron DeSantis certainly has made Everglades restoration a priority of his administration. He's put millions of dollars toward Everglades restoration. And really, you know, it's kind of a new and exciting time in Everglades restoration, with new state funding and new federal funding. We're seeing projects reach completion, projects like a restoration of the Kissimmee River, which reached completion last year. We also saw the completion of a separate project down in the Lake Okeechobee Indian River Lagoon area that, again, is intended to improve water quality in the Indian River Lagoon. And so, right, DeSantis has put millions of dollars toward Everglades restoration. And the project that he has put the most support behind is one south of Lake Okeechobee. It's a large reservoir in the Everglades agricultural area, and it's intended to address those large discharges of water that we see from Lake Okeechobee to those fragile coastal estuaries like the Indian River Lagoon. And this has been perhaps the primary Everglades restoration plan that Governor Ron DeSantis has championed. since he's been in office, and kind of conspicuously, the project was left out of the funding that the Biden administration has put toward Everglades restoration as part of the infrastructure measure. And so a lot of the Republican leadership in the state, including DeSantis, this has provoked an outcry among these Republican leaders. And Congressman Brian Mast went as far as to describe the omission as a middle finger from the Biden administration to the state of Florida. It's probably important to point out here that DeSantis is widely seen as a potential presidential candidate in 2024. Certainly that EAA reservoir is crucial in restoring the Everglades historic flow south and addressing those harmful discharges east and west. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says that it remains committed to the project and work already is underway.
Back to the manatees, which we started this conversation with, Amy, what's the outlook for them this year?
It remains concerning. You know, again, the water quality problems and the seagrass losses that are really causing this die-off of manatees, especially in the Indian River Lagoon, will not be resolved anytime soon. These restoration projects will be helpful in improving some of those water quality problems, but the wildlife agencies, that's a situation that everyone is watching very closely. It's obviously horrific. It really is one of the most horrific examples of the very complex and difficult habitat or environmental problems that we're seeing in a watershed like the Indian River Lagoon, which is one of the most important habitats in the world for manatees.
You mentioned Eve Samples before as one of the people you talked to in this, your most recent reporting on the issue. You talked to a number of environmental advocates. How are they feeling in general about the Everglades and Florida's efforts to restore the waterways in general?
Yeah, I asked them, you know, what is the mood among Everglades advocates when it comes to this unprecedented level of funding for the Everglades? And I would say they recognize the funding as significant, but also it is one step in a long road for Everglades restoration.
Amy Green is WMFE's environmental reporter. We've been talking about the latest in Everglades restoration and manatee rescue and recovery as well in that Indian River Lagoon. Amy, thanks so much for your reporting and thanks for your time.
It's a pleasure.